WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One night after campaigning with Beyonce, Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned with a Democratic Party superstar, former First Lady Michelle Obama. She delivered a message to female voters in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Regardless of the political views of your partner, you get to choose. You get to use your judgment and cast your vote for yourself and the women in your life.
The Harris campaign continues to make abortion access a major issue. Former President Trump was also in Michigan. It was the first day of early in-person voting in the critical state. He was in Novi. Today, he'll have a rally at Madison Square Garden in New York City. In Israel, authorities in Tel Aviv say at least 35 people were hurt when a truck slammed into a bus stop in what they call a terror attack. They say the driver's been neutralized, and the L.A. Dodgers beat the New York Yankees 4-2 to take a 2-0 lead in the World Series. This is ABC News. King Charles is going to return to a full work program in 2025, including overseas tours. He will continue his cancer treatment. King just wrapped up a tour to Australia and Samoa, but his future plans were uncertain. King turns 76 next month. It was all cheers early Friday when a SpaceX Dragon splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico.
And splashdown.
On board Crew 8, they had spent more than 235 days in space, but the return quickly covered in mystery when NASA announced that one astronaut had to be taken to a hospital. That astronaut stayed overnight. NASA has not identified the crew member, but says they've now been released and returned to Houston. And OpenAI has touted its AI-powered transcription tool Whisper as having, quote, near-human-level robustness and accuracy. But an AP investigation found that it's prone to making up chunks of text or even entire sentences. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Highs today to be in the low to mid 60s with south winds of 8 to 16 and mostly sunny. A few clouds tonight, lows of around 40, southeast winds 5 to 8. Monday, highs of 68 and mostly cloudy. And then partly cloudy Tuesday, but highs of 82. We have light northeast winds, and it's a cool 27 degrees.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up today, we'll enjoy some of the best in Southern Gospel as we count down the top 20 songs that will appear in the November edition of the Singing News magazine.
That's pretty powerful stuff.
Plus, we'll be debuting some new music with our countdown bonus cuts.
That is my motivation song every morning.
It's all great gospel coming up today on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
At number 20, the newest from Sunday Drive called Breaking Boundaries. Dusty Tree says that people are being motivated by the song.
We've got a lot of response from people who have used it as motivation. There was one lady, she used it every day to start her workout. She's lost like 110 pounds
yeah,
or something.
It changed her life.
Breaking boundaries.
She said, I've had so many chains and so many things that have bound me to hold me back. And she said, I've always wanted to lose weight. And she said, that is my motivation song every morning to break the boundaries of normal life for me because I had to get out and I had to exercise. And she said, I started my exercise program every morning with that song. So we walked with her all the time.
That's Misty Treese and Dusty Treese, and here is Sunday Drive with Breaking Boundaries at number 20.
Since he found me,
Sunday Drive with Breaking Boundaries. At number 19, Gordon Moe talks about the song He Forgives and Forgets.
It's easy sometimes, not always, but sometimes we can forgive our family members, our friends. Those of us who are raised in church, we are told over and over and over, you have to forgive, you have to forgive, you have to forgive. And as hard as it might be sometimes, we're able to do that. But forgetting is a whole different thing. And when you think about what Jesus did for us on the cross, to shed his blood for sinners like us, and then you think, not only does he forgive, he forgets. That's pretty powerful stuff.
That's Gordon Moe, and here he is with the fastest riser, up 23 spots to number 19, He Forgives and Forgets.
It's so easy to say, I forgive you, but forgetting is the hardest thing to do. So my mind can't comprehend how God could be the cross, he took my place, so my sins he could erase. He forgives and forgets. I stand before him holy. He canceled my debt.
Hi, I'm Gordon Mote, and you're listening to the Gospel Greats.
Gordon Mote at number 19, he forgives and forgets. At number 18, Tim Menzies is out with a song from his album, He Reminds Me, that reminds us of the state of affairs in our world today. Here's Tim Menzies with Made a Mess at number 18.
I got a feeling it won't be long. Jesus is coming back to take us home. I know the light is gonna win this war, but Lord, I'm kinda wondering what you're waiting for. So much hatred, round the clock crime. The devil's working him some overtime. People fighting and living in fear. Lord, I know you know we made a mess down here. We got dust on the Bibles, need some Holy Ghost revivals. Gotta get a lawyer if you pray in school. Crooked politicians dividing me and you. What we really need's a little golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do. Who knows, they might just do it back to you. It's in the book, you made it perfectly clear. Lord, I guess you know we made a mess down here. If you pray in school, crooked politicians dividing me and you. What we really need's a little golden rule. I get them crosses off the public square. The Ten Commandments can't be a hanging there. Enough to make a man wonder if the end is near. Lord, I know you know we made a mess down here. It started in the garden, passed down through the years. Lord, I know you know we made a mess down here. You sent your son to save us cause we didn't have a prayer. Lord, I know you knew we'd make a mess down here. Jesus, blow that trumpet, we'll meet you in the air. I know you always knew we'd make a mess down here.
Number 18, Tim Menzies with Made a Mess. Coming up in just a moment, we'll share a countdown bonus cut from Tim Menzies. I think you'll enjoy his new song. And the countdown of the top 20 will continue. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own, but don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. In addition to the congregation being welcoming and warm, worship at Willow Valley is fun. My husband and I previously used to attend a large urban church, and we now delight in the active exchange between the congregation and the pastor during the worship service. It's unpretentious, it's interactive, it's informative, and it really is enjoyable. If you are looking for a church where you can be yourself, where you can be welcomed like family, and where worship is fun, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
It is time for a WRCO History Moment, looking back on 75 years of broadcasting. National news headlines in early 1961 from the news file compiled by news director Joe Kelch. Outgoing President Dwight D. Eisenhower spoke.
3 days from now, after half a century in the service of our country, I shall lay down the responsibilities of office as, in traditional and solemn ceremony, the authority of the presidency is vested in my successor.
In his State of the Union message, newly inaugurated President Kennedy gave a hint of the ill-fated Cuban invasion, which was to follow shortly.
I speak today, in an hour, of national peril and national opportunity. Before my term has ended, we shall have to test anew whether a nation organized and governed such as ours can endure.
This look back at 75 years of news broadcasts on WRCO is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The Gospel Grace. Welcome back. Before we continue the countdown, we'll have a countdown bonus cut. It's a new release from Tim Menzies, who we just heard at number 18. Tim is joined by the Isaacs on this song called What Are You Waiting For?
Hello, I'm Tim Menzies, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats with Rodney Balcom.
The young man said to the preacher, first I'll get my ducks in a row. Clean up my act, then I'll step on that straight and narrow road. The preacher said, you can't save yourself, you gotta walk behind the Lord. He'll lead you to those streets of gold. What are you waiting for? We say one day, someday, first thing in the morning. But time slips away and won't take time to warn you. Don't wake up on the sinking side of old Noah's door. Look up, storm clouds are rolling in. What are you waiting for? Said to the preacher, son, it's too late for me. There's too much sin on my old soul for water to wash clean. The preacher said, by God, you're right, you need to be reborn. Let Jesus wash you in the blood. What are you waiting for? We say one day, someday, first thing in the morning. But time slips away and won't take time to warn you. Don't wake up on the sinking side of old Noah's door. Look up, storm clouds are rolling ahead. What are you waiting for? We've all found excuses to hem-haw with the Lord. But he ain't fooling the great I am has heard all that before. One day, someday, first thing in the morning, time slips away and won't take time to warn. Don't wake up on the sinking side of old Noah's door. That a drop of rain, what are you waiting for? Jesus could come down here before I strike my next chord. What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for? That's Tim Menzies with a countdown bonus cut. The newest from the Gaither Vocal Band is in at number 17. Todd Suttles talks about the Woody Wright song, Revival Broke Out.
You got things that take place in life, and sometimes we get twisted. I mean, you got families that don't speak to each other for a while. You got friends that just one little thing. But when revival breaks out, when the God steps in, and the good news of the gospel is that he changes everything. And so that's why I love it, Revival Broke Out.
That's Todd Suttles, and here is the Gaither Vocal Band with Revival Broke Out at number 17.
Now, Benny and Fred had an altercation, hadn't spoken a word since 62.
They knelt at the altar for an alteration.
They were on and on before the night was through.
Revival broke out, there were tears and laughter. Revival broke out when the people prayed. They were singing about the happy ever after. You could hear them shouting from a mile away. If I live to be 100 or one more day, I know I'll never forget the way the spirit started moving. There ain't no doubt everything changed
when revival broke out.
Sheila had a heavy load she carried around. She suffered in the silence of her scorn and shame.
For a month or something she was burdened down.
But she gave it up to Jesus when revival came.
Revival broke out, there were tears and laughter. Revival broke out when the people prayed. They were singing about the happy ever after. You could hear them shouting from a mile away. If I live to be 100 or one more day, I know I'll never forget the way the spirit started moving. There ain't no doubt everything changed
when revival broke out.
Now you see, I was keeping my composure in the back of the room, drowning in the darkness.
Closing in on me. Then he opened up my heart like he opened up the tomb.
Oh, revival.
He set me free.
Revival broke out, there were tears and laughter. Revival broke out when the people prayed. They were singing about the happy ever after. You could hear them shouting from a mile away. If I live to be 100 or one more day, I know I'll never forget the way the spirit started moving. There ain't no doubt everything changed. Revival broke out,
there were tears and laughter.
Revival broke out when the people prayed.
Happy ever after.
Everything changed when the Bible broke out.
Everything changed.
Number 17 on the top 20, the Gaither Vocal Band with Revival Broke Out. At number 16, the Hillsongs climb up one position with their latest called There Is.
What if someone had grace enough to pardon where you've been? What if there was a way to be set free from all your sin? What if there was a peace and it could calm the storm within? You don't have to ask what if, 'cause there already is.
Searching for some proof, and we tend to question everything the Lord can do. But if you'll take him at his word, you'll find his word is true. He never broke a promise, and he won't start with you.
There is hope for a new tomorrow. Souls restored and life begins again. Let me testify and reassure you that there is everything you need. Just trust him and believe. There is hope for you tomorrow. There is a brighter day. Souls restored and life begins again. Let me testify and reassure you that there is hope for you tomorrow. There is a brighter day ahead. A place where every soul's restored and life begins again. Let me testify and reassure you that there is.
The Hit Songs at number 16 with There Is. There is much more to enjoy on the countdown today. In just a moment, a group of siblings from Texas burst into the top 20.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Well, it's 27 minutes away from 7 o'clock as you're listening to the Gospel Greats this Sunday morning. And let you know, it was a rough day for Badger fans yesterday. If you hadn't heard, Penn State remains undefeated as they defeated Wisconsin 28-13. In college football. For football today, though, the Packers return to action as right now they sit at 5-2, good for second place in the NFC North, and they are on the road. They will be taking on Jacksonville today, and that will have a 10 o'clock pregame time, a noon kickoff time right here on WRCO FM 100.9. Following that, though, you'll be able to hear, I'll be back on here for Old Country, taking us from 6 up to the midnight hour.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. We're counting down the top 20 songs in Southern Gospel music. At number 15, we enjoy the Irwins. Keith Irwin talks about the song.
Red Words was written by Barbara Huffman and Rodney Griffin. In fact, one of the first Rodney Griffin cuts we've ever had. And the dude has pitched us so many songs. Yeah. We absolutely loved all of his songs. Yeah. And this one was incredible. We needed a Bible song. I don't know if we've ever done a honed in on a Bible song. And here we are with Red Words talking about what Jesus said in Scripture. And radio's loving it. And so praise the Lord for it. I hope it's bringing encouragement to a lot of people, knowing that we can always go to those Red Words to find help and hope.
That's Keith Irwin, and here are the Irwins with Red Words at number 15.
When it's been one of those days, I don't know what to do or say. I find my hiding place in the Red Words. It's where God speaks truth to me and tells me what I need every time I read the Red Words.
Let not your heart be troubled, I've overcome the world. Be not afraid, I am the way. Words that bring ashore. He said, I am with you always, even to the end. So as often as I need
15, the Irwins with Red Words. Falling out of the top 10 to number 14, it's the Perrys from their John 3:16 project, I'm Just Warming Up.
Oh, I went to visit a church, and it was quiet as it could be, and there was nobody praising the Lord, nobody but me. When they said I was emotional, you know I kind of felt out of place. 'Cause when I come to church, I don't just come to take up space. Oh, I'm just warming up, I'm just warming up, I'm just warming up for that meeting in the sky. So if you think I'm a little strange, don't wait around and wait for me to change. I'm just warming up for when I reach the other side. Oh, I'm just warming up, I'm just warming up, I'm just warming up for that meeting in the sky. So if you think I'm a little strange, don't wait around and wait for me to change. Warming up for when I reach the other side. When I reach those pearly gates and they swing open wide, I'm gonna leap for joy 'cause I've reached the other side. All my pain and sorrow up there I will forget. And if you think I shout down here, you ain't seen nothing yet.
The Perrys with Warming Up. At number 13, the Mylan Hayes family is preparing to embark on a 9-city tour with greater vision on a program called the Family and Friends Christmas Tour. At number 13, you have your invitation to come and see.
Day was breaking, hearts were aching, women came to Jesus' tomb. But a blessed angel message said, fear not, I have good news. Come and see the place where the Savior lay. He is risen and all is well. Rejoice and proclaim there's an empty grave. Come and see and believe, go and tell. Come and see and believe, go and tell.
See.
13 on the top 20 countdown, the Mylan Hayes family with Come and See. I'm Rodney Balcom. We're back in just a moment with our number 12 song and the Southern Gospel headlines for the week.
Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Hi, I'm Kim. My family are all U.S. Cellular customers, so when they asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back, my mom was so excited. So, Us Days, exclusive offers just for us customers, like $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Hey, Mom. I know, right? Such a great deal. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back with exclusive offers just for us. Right now, get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Active portrayal.
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own, but don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to this morning's service at 10:30 a.m. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. We'll see you there at 10:30 a.m. at the Willow Valley UMC in beautiful downtown Ithaca.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Now, 12 minutes away from that 7 o'clock hour, moving along and getting ready to tackle this Sunday today. Don't forget, though, as we are getting into the day, that the second annual Richland Center Pumpkin Fest continues through today with lots of fun events happening throughout this weekend. You can find more information, though, at rcchamber.org/pumpkinfest. You can also find out more by visiting the Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Facebook page. Also, the Boaz Lions Club getting ready to host a pancake breakfast today, taking place from 8 to 11. That'll be at the Boaz Community Center. Cost, a free will donation.
Good Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Our Southern Gospel headlines are coming up shortly. Right now, our number 12 song, it's the Poet Voices reminding us of the soon return of Christ. It won't be long at number 12.
The good book said, lift up your head, redemption draweth nigh. Signs everywhere, there's a feeling in the air, keep looking to the eastern sky. Strangers and pilgrims, all God's children, sing redemption's song.
I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. And a trumpet loud, he'll step out on a cloud to call his children home. Jesus will rapture everybody ready, they will call us gone. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. Failure, fear, trouble and tear, the long and the lonely night, the battle we're in, the war with sin and the never-ending fight. Come tomorrow, pain and sorrow cannot follow me home. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. And a trumpet loud, he'll step out on a cloud to call his children home. Jesus will rapture everybody ready, they will call us gone. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. And a trumpet loud, he'll step out on a cloud to call his children home. Jesus will rapture everybody ready, they will call us gone. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. Well, I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. And a trumpet loud, he'll step out on a cloud to call his children home. Jesus will rapture everybody ready, they will call us gone. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. Everybody ready, they will call us gone. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long.
Number 12 on the Singing News chart, It Won't Be Long, The Poet Voices. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Dottie Leonard Miller, founder of New Day Christian Distributors and Daywind Music Group, passed away last week, but her vision will live on. Her son, Daywind Records President Ed Leonard, comments.
My mom always said that she was a willing vessel for Christ. That guided her the entire way through her career. She worked so hard alongside of that mission to accomplish it, and I feel like God has said, well done, good, my good and faithful servant, to her. She was an amazing woman, and I stand on her shoulders. The rest of us here, we're all family, and we're going to move forward, investing our time, energy, and money into artistry that sings gospel music or creates gospel music, and take these artists where God would have them go, and take their songs all over the world.
That's Ed Leonard. Our condolences to Ed and many family and friends of Dottie Leonard Miller. High Road Sarah Davison has been hospitalized and will be on bed rest for the remainder of her pregnancy because of some high-risk symptoms. Sarah thanks you in advance for your prayers.
We sure would appreciate everyone's prayers this week, as this past weekend I was rushed to the hospital, and it was a pretty scary moment for Trevor and I as we got to the ER and they admitted me. But we are so grateful for wonderful doctors and staff here, and although we weren't anticipating staying in the hospital for a month, we know that God has a plan, and I know that He will make a way. We're just trying to trust Him every day. Trevor and I are so grateful for the prayers that everyone has been giving us, and we just are praying for a healthy baby, and we sure do appreciate all the encouragement.
That's Sarah Davison. Please keep her in your thoughts and prayers. Brian Free has accepted the role of vice president with Abraham Productions. Brian talks about his involvement with the organization.
It is an honor to be a part of Abraham Productions. I started in 2017, watching what Abraham Productions has done down through the years, seeing how they are focused on the preaching, the ministry, the music, every aspect of what really church is all about, attracted me. And recently, Ray approached me about becoming a vice president for API, and I was honored, number one, that my thoughts or ideas or valued at all, because I don't feel like I'm contributing anything other than just, you know, being by supporting and being behind and helping make some decisions, being one of the board members. But I'm in a group of such wonderful people on that board that every meeting we have, it's always so fruitful. We discuss so many things. We share the same ideas. We want to see things make a difference for the kingdom of God and change lives. And we just talk about that. That's what we talk about.
That's Brian Free. Abraham Productions, by the way, puts on large events like Singing in the Sun and 40 Days and 40 Nights of Christian Music. The Gospel Music Hymn Sing is putting together a special event to help with Hurricane Helene relief efforts. Gerald Wolf and Jim Brady tell us more.
All of you are well aware of the flooding that hit East Tennessee and Western North Carolina and Northern South Carolina, Northern Georgia a couple of weeks ago, and it was devastating. It's just been unbelievable. So Jim and I were talking a few days ago, and all the other group managers that are doing the MSing event, and all the groups have agreed to this. On Sunday, November the 17th, all the ticket sales for that event will be donated to the hurricane and flooding relief efforts that some of our trusted local organizations are doing. We want to do our part to be involved. So, Jim, I know it's very important to you.
Well, we're honored to do it. You know, the Hymn Sing has been such a popular tour all across the country, and people love it so much. I think this will be a highly attended event. And it's the way that we can help and be the hands and feet of Jesus to try to help people who are hurting, our brothers and sisters who are hurting tonight. And that's what the family of God does. We come together when we're hurting, and when one needs something, we come together to help.
That's Gerald Wolf and Jim Brady. The event is on November the 17th, happening at First Baptist Church in Morristown, Tennessee. If you're interested in tickets, you can visit gospelmusichymnsing.com. And those are the Southern Gospel headlines for the week. We're back to the countdown at number 11. It's the latest from Jeff and Sherry Easter from their album Treasure, Fall Into Place.
Living in a broken world, some things can't help but get broken. Hearts and dreams and what had been and all the things I trusted in sometimes leave me feeling hopeless. But faith was made for moments like these, when everything is going wrong, the days are hard, the nights are long. I still know thought were treasures I'd hold to forever. Fighting hard to understand why blessings can slip through my hands leaves me with more questions than answers. But faith was made. Thanks.
heart. The nights are long.